Maybe it wasn't a side.
Okay, we left off. The ARPA went back. I think I mentioned yesterday that I assumed that ARPA and Ruth were sisters. I'm not sure where I got that from. Pasha calls her Yivimtech, we're going to see. But Bato, Imerin, Eishava Yivimtech, Elamo, Belelo, Yeo, Shubi, Achare, Yivimtech. So she said, Pasha Tazvav. She said, "Your Yivama, your sister-in-law, went back to her nation and to her God. Shuvi achare yivimtech. Go back after your Yivama." So Rashi brings. Did we read this passage yesterday? Maybe we did. Mishay shavi yivimtech. The time ilamal is an important dictic Rashi. This is a pasuk shot in a lot of psukim. We don't usually get involved. I don't usually get involved in dictic, but Lamai says that time ilamal tachas ashin. Right, now this the two different words, and they mean two very different things. Shava and shava. Shava means she returned. Shava means she's returning, present tense. So Zagrashi here, it's shava yivimtech. Right, time of lemala, the emphasis is on the top. Is mil el fishu hu lashon aver. It's a past tense. Vabaiker he shava time ulamata bebeis, it's on the bottom on the base of Vishu Lashonai, it's the present tense. So there's Nageya many psukim. Just keep it in mind. If you ever get excited about making the Balkairi go back, this is one of the times that easy to get excited about. Because it makes a difference in Pashup Shah. But anyway, she's saying in a shava yivimtech. Rashi's getting involved in that here because it doesn't mean she's returning. She left already. She's gone. Right? Yine shava yivimtech, your sister-in-law left. She returned. El amav el aleihel. Now, they were both coming to join Ruth, to join Naomi. So she's telling her if she's going back to her nation, then mistama, she's going back el aleihel. She's not going to be among all the mayavim over there. And it seems she ended up among the Plishtim for some reason. I don't know, but that's how Goliath comes from her. But if she's going back, El Amma, she's going back, El Eloihel. Shuvi achare yivimtech, go back after your sister-in-law. Now, why is that? Because your sister-in-law went back, so you should go back? So I saw a pshat that she's telling her that obviously, from the what I was doing, what Nami's saying, what I was doing was testing you. I was trying to dissuade you from coming, like the din is by Geirim, we tried to dissuade. So, Mimela, if she went back, obviously she was never sincere in the first place in coming to be Megayer, and that's why she went back, because everybody knows a person's influenced by what's going to go on around them. So if she's going back, El Eloihel. Even though Avada, I would never tell somebody to do Avada Zaranam, he says. And even a guy has to keep Sheva Mitzvahs. But Afal Pikein, if she's going back Alama, she's going back Eloihel. Clearly, she was never sincere. So you're probably also not sincere. And therefore, Shuvi Achare Yevimtech, go back. If you're going to come with me, right? So you're not going to be a sincere ger. You're really not going to really. You don't really want to join Klal Yisrael. And it's not kedai for you to come and join Klal Yisrael, be among Yidden, if you're not going to be a sincere ger, even if it means you eventually being Avid Avid Zara too. That's what she said there. So I saw this, I think, I might be mixing up, I think Rav Yitzchak Sorotzkin says this in his in the Rina Sitzchak. So that was what she, but that's the Hemshech over here. Shavach, Revim, the Galama, Yine Shavach, Revim, the Galama, Velelehel. First of all, it's Alama, and then Alelehel. And Shuvi Achare Yivimtech, because of that, you should go back too. Batoy merus al tifkivi lozvech lo shuv me'acharo yichki el asher teilichi eileich uvasher tolini olin ameichami ve'loi hayich eloyoi vasher tomusi omus shomek over I find this as the most emotional pasuk in the two psukim in the Navi here. And by the time Rus says, "Al tivkivi, don't touch me, don't get involved with me. Lozvech, to leave you, lo shomei acharayich, to return from going, go back from you. Kiel Asher Telchi Eilech, where you go, I'll go. Asher Talini Olin, where you stay overnight, I'll stay. Olin doesn't mean sleep. Lina doesn't mean sleep, it means stay overnight. Amechami, your nation is my nation. Velekayech Elekoi, and your God is my God. Asher Tamusi Amos, where you die, I'll die. Visham Ekover, and there I'll be buried. Kayas Hashem Levecha Yosef, the Mashem should continue doing to me. And Kiyamobes, only death, the Afrid Beinio Beinech, is going to separate us. So there's a lot going on in these psukim. Chazal learned a lot of halachas from here. Let's deal with maybe a pashup shot in the kuda first. Rus is telling Naomi, I'm joining you, right? But she gives a list over here. So the order of the list, I think, is very interesting. First, she said, in other words, forget the geiris issues for a minute. The Gemara learns out a lot of hilchos geiris from these two psukim. But Rus says, "Al tivki v'ozvei chlosha me'acharayich, to leave you, to go back from you." Those are two separate things, right? Leaving Naomi is one thing, and lasha me'acharayich, meaning even if I'm going to leave you, right, but I could follow you. So if you're pushing me to go back, you're telling me you don't want to stay with me. La'ozvech. And also lasha me'acharayich, you're telling me go back elameich ve'lelehayich. Right, I'm not. Even if you tell me, even if I'm gonna leave you, but I'm not going back. It's two separate things that she's telling her. Don't push me to leave you. To go back from you. If you go, I'm gonna follow anyway. Wherever you go, I'm gonna go. And where you stay overnight, I'm gonna stay. Your nation, my nation. Your God's my God. That these are separate things. You know, first of all, we would think the most important one is Velekai Chalekai. So why is that last in the pasuk? So she's saying, number one, I think this is Pashup Shah. She's saying, any ger, why does somebody ever become a ger? Right? I think it's maybe it exists that somebody, you know, opens up, you know, Googles, you know, Judaism and finds out about, you know, that something that he never knew before, and he's struck by the emes of Torah. But generally, I would assume people become geirim is because they meet from Eden and they're impressed. That's how people become bali tshuva. Also, forget the theological ramifications of being Jewish or being frum are secondary. First, a person meets Jews. They find out, they're impressed by the person. They say, what makes this person tick? What makes this person such a Baal Chesed, such a Tzaddik, such a... right? And then they find out about their God as a result of that. And that's l'chayru, what happened over here. Right? Rus and Arpa joined the family. Rus joined the family. She was very impressed with, I don't know, Mistama, with her husband Machlin and their brother-in-law Kilya. But certainly she was impressed with Naomi. And she wants to go back with her. First, Basher Tel Chielech. Wherever you go, I go. I'm sticking around you. I'm so taken by you that I want to go with you. Basher Talini Olin. Right, wherever you stay, I'm going to follow you and I'm going to stay with you. Right, Amechami. Not only that, I want to join your nation. Right, I want to join others. I'm so impressed. You must be a representative of Klal Yisrael, of the Yidden, and therefore I want Amechami. Right, it's not just you I want to be with, but the people who you come from. Amechami. That's the fourth step, right? Who produced this Naomi, right? Her nation produced Naomi. Who produced such a nation? It must be that their relationship with their Rebbeinu produced such a thing. It's not like all the Umay Sarim. So that's the sequence of the Pasuk that she's saying, one leads to the next, right? And Mimela, she wants to be. And then we'll see that Eilam Haba is the next puzzle. But so that's I think just in Pashup Shad in the Seder of what she's telling her. But Lamaisa Chazal learn out from here the halachas of how to dissuade a ger. I brought the Shulchan Aruch because it's kedai just time to we'll just read the first halacha in Hilchos Geirus or some of it. Not the whole halacha. But Simreish Samachas in Yeridaya Siv Bey, sorry. It says like this. It says Kishibol is Geir. We'll see it in the Rashi in a minute how he sets up the steps. So Shabbal is Gayer, Aymulai Mara Yisi Shabbal is Gayer. Somebody comes to be Megayer, so we say, why do you want to be Megayer? Iyata Yedea, don't you know she yourself is manazet, chufim, schufim, turafim, yisurim, baimalein, Klaisol is pushed and trampled and attacked, and yisurim come on them. Imamra Yedea, and if he says, I know, Ve'eni kedai l'schabrim, not worthy to join Klal Yisrael anyway. Mekabel na'isai miyad, we accept him right away. U'maydina na'isai ikrei hados. We tell him the main points of the religion. Shehu yichar Hashem, this is important to know for every Yid, right? Not just the ger, right? What are the main points of Judaism, right? If I asked you, what are the main points of being a Yid? What would you say? What would be your first one? Main point of being a Yid?
I don't know, there's a lot of things.
What would be the first one?
One Hashem,
right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, right? That's probably the starting point of Judaism, no? Yeah, that's what I would say. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch says too. My Dina says, Adosha, Yichar Hashem, right? Yichar Hashem, that there's Hashem Echad, right? This is one of the fundamental difference between Klal Yisrael and all the Umas HaElam, right? That there's one God, we have one God, right? All the Umas HaElam, certainly until we revealed this secret in the world, right, they didn't have one God, and most of the Goyim, they really don't have one God anyway, right? Even the ones that claim they have one God, they have three, or they believe the devil is also a God, right, also a power, whatever it is, right? Even the Protestants who nominally believe in one God, but there's a devil too somewhere. I don't know exactly how he fits in. But anyway, but L'maisa, Yikrei Adosho, Yichar Hashem, Akiva, you mask him, that's the Aleph base? That's the Aleph, not the base, right? Yeah, okay. But Yisra Avay Dezara, right, and the flip side is Yisra Avay Dezara, right, that we spend a long time on. That's not so fast. We tell him some of the strict mitzvahs and some of the light mitzvahs. Actually, all the way around. Some of the light mitzvahs and some of the strict mitzvahs. We tell him some of the ancient. Before you got involved in this, in what we're involved in now, in Yiddishkeit, achal ta chaylev, you had anashkaris, if you ate chaylev, you're fine. Right? You go to a Big Mac, you go to McDonald's, no problem. Chilal ta Shabbos, you had the chayv skila, right? Bechal Shabbos, you had chayv skila, v'achshav, achal ta chaylev, at anashkaris, chilal ta Shabbos, at the chayv skila, serious business, right? Kares, skila, for things that before were nothing. Right? It's like the famous line, I think they say from Reuven Grzovsky. What they call love, we call kares. Right? That was his line. Right? That's yeah. Marbin of love. And we're not marbin on the we don't say too much. We don't pack it on. They medactic in love, and we're not medactic on him. We don't get into very fine details. Just like we tell him the strictness, how chamer mitzvahs are, and the einish. Tell him the flip side too. It's not all kares and misa. It's also schar. Through doing the mitzvahs, get a tzadik gomer is only somebody who's a bal chachmum. That does these mitzvahs, we yoidam and knows them. But Imram lai have the idea. Shalom haba, in it's oven al tzaddikim. Beim Yisrael, Olam haba is only for tzaddikim, which is Klal Yisrael, and that which you see Klal Yisrael b'tzar and b'zman hazeh is only for l'tayvasim. That eventually it's going to end up good. That's the sequence in Shulchan Aruch. We tell him mitzvahs kalais and mitzvahs chamurais, and some of the schar and the schar and einish of the mitzvahs. Now it's very clear. Maybe this is an important point to make. There's two separate things. We know to be Megayer, you need three things, right? Really four things, but three are Ma'akim, right? The three things are Mila, Tevila, and Kabbalah Smitzis, right? Those are the three. The fourth thing, anybody know what the fourth thing is that a Ger needs? It's not Ma'akim? Carbon, right? Very good. Carbon, right? Carbon is not Ma'akim, the Gemara learns that. But the three are Ma'akim. This is not Kabbalah Smitzis. What we're describing here is before somebody becomes a ger, we try to dissuade them from their gerus. And one of the ways we dissuade them, we tell them what they're getting into, right? So, you know, as you have all these mitzvahs, right? Big, good mitzvahs, bad mitzvahs. I mean, this is a chamer mitzvah, not bad mitzvahs. Chamer mitzvahs, right? Mitzvahs, chalas, chamurah. So they should have some sense of what they're getting into before they take the plunge. There's no way that a ger could know all the mitzvahs before he's megayer. But we have to tell him some of them. Then b'shas the geirus later in the same halacha, but it's later in the same halacha. It says we do the mila and the tvila, right? And matvila and I say tvila again is b'lei chatzitza u'shloisha aim din agav ma'itzi. And I say again at that time when he's in the mikveh, so we tell him mitzvahs kalas mitzvahs chamuris. Tell him some of the mitzvahs. Pam shniya v'uaim b'mayim. It says how you do with women. Then it says v'heim achzim v'yivarech al tvila. Right, in other words, he's makabel the mitzvahs, right, in the mikveh, right before he's toivel. That's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's not this. This is, in advance, we tell the ger, the potential ger, all the upsides, downsides of becoming a ger. So that's, Gemara learns it out from here, from this conversation between Naomi and Rus. So she told her, ki asher telchi eilech. So we're talking about Rashi. Let's see that Rashi inside. Rashi says, ki asher telchi eilech, mekanam rabbi seinu. From here, Chazal say, ger shebal yizgaya maidin elai mixes einshin. We tell him some of the einshin. Shem ba lagzer ba yagzer, if he wants to go back, he'll go back. Shem itach dvarim shorus, at the lamit sh'amr lo enami. The Gemara says that obviously Rus was responding to each thing to something Naomi said to her. So when Rus said that Asher Telchi Eilech, she must have been responding to what Naomi said. So Naomi said to her, Asher Lanu Latzeis Chutz L'Tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos. So she said, Asher Telchi Eilech, wherever you go, I'll go. So if you're not allowed to go, right? It's Negeah here in Carter, a little bit, but most Negeah bungalow colonies, right? That's where it's all Negeah if you go up to a camp, right? Once you go outside the yeshiv of the camp, so you can't walk 3,000 feet, 3,500 feet, whatever the different sheet is. All right, in the Kevim Zachar. Then she told her, Yichud is Asr, right? You're not allowed to have Yichud, a man with a woman. Shaini Isha, that's not her husband. Amr Lab Asher Talini Ol, and wherever you stay, I'll stay. Now this one is shver, because the Gemara says that midairaisa, and that itself is machlekes, whether it's really a dairaisa or it's a derabanan, but the Gemara's pashas is that yichud with kraivim, with relatives, is a dairaisa. But yichud with a pnuya, right, with an unmarried girl, is only a derabanan, from David HaMelech. David HaMelech was geyser that after the maisa, old maisa and Shmuel with Amnon and Tamar, or the Melam had in Megillah also, right, the Ma'aseh of Amnon and Tamar said David was geyser lapnuyais. So what she it sounds like Rashi saying the kavim zochah any isha, anybody who's not married to it's aser, Rus is not going to have any kravim. So there would be no iser yichud for her because gershin is gaya kan shenel dami. So there shouldn't be any iser yichud dairaisa for her. And this yichud rabbanon was only nigzar later by David Amelech. So what exactly was she telling her that yichud is aser? Right, this is a kasha. I didn't see. I looked around a little bit. I didn't see anybody who asked the question. Yeah.
Another person,
no.
If
you're holding
a man, then that
match.
He has an
Isser Yichud with only with Kreid. Right. If she's married, she'll have an Isser. Right. Maybe that's what she means. She's saying if you get married, so then you're gonna have an Isser of Yichud. Maybe that's what it means. But certainly now there's no Isser Yichud. Maybe that's the trap. She's saying if you end up getting married, she just told her she's not going to be able to get married. But what? Ashish is the would be the. Think so. I'm not sure. But that also that could be that would even if it was the David was guys on Pnuyas. Certainly, if it's Darabana, it would be Nechlal. Wasn't so that was a B-Rash. Okay, maybe that's a Pshat Rash. Amenum of Dalim Isharam. And then she told her, our nation is separate from the other nation. We have 613. Right? 613. I'm always bothered by the number. I mean, not bothered by the number, but the Gemara says the number, and we find in many, many Chazal, right? The Gemara assumes 613 is really probably a couple million. Mitzvahs, right? It's just that there's certain things we call mitzvahs, and they are a category of many other mitzvahs. But to sell her the 613, you tell a ger the 613, you know, doesn't sound like such a high number. Most of them are not even negev is manazed, right? But that's you should tell her there's 2 million mitzvahs, right? How many separate we learned that with bugs, right? You could be over 5 laven, right? That's scary stuff. Okay, but Willamai says 613 mitzvahs. Asalanu Abaydis Alilim. Then she said there Abaydis Arazasar. And again, even in this sequence, so we said Pashur Shah maybe in what she's telling her, but why would you mention Abaydis Arazasar last? Right? First you tell her that Yichud is Asar. Tchum. Right? The order is interesting. Right? First you tell her Tchum. There's such a thing called Tchum Shabbos. Right? How many times in your life have you had an issue of going outside the Tchum? It hasn't come up too many times, right? So, tchum, right? Then you tell her yichud. Okay, yichud is daily, right? It doesn't come up because we set up our lives that it shouldn't come up, right? But lamaisa, it could come. It would have come up otherwise, right? It's fine. So that's a huma halacha chayim, right? Stay away. Good. Then we tell him avodah zarah. Start with Avodah Zarah. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch, it was that was the order. Vaydina Seikri Ados, Shuyichar Hashem, Isar Avodah Zarah. And then we tell him Mixes Kalas and Mrs. Chamuris. What?
Even for a guy is
Asr. That's anyway a problem, right? Why do we have to tell a Ger, Iker Avodah Zarah, the Chayr Avodah Zarah was Asr? So it could be because there's a Briska Rav Agav. The Briska Rav learns that Rus and Arpa were Ger Taishavs already. They were Makabal to be a Ger Taishav. I didn't see how he works it into the Psukim. But he learns that they were already Ger Taishav. So they were already Makabal. A Ger Taishav is a Kabbalah to be a Ger Taishav. So they should be already Makabal Avodah Zarah. So now she's telling her maybe, you know, more pratim in Avodah Zarah, or there's things that are asur for a yid that are not asur for a guy, maybe if you hold shituf is mutter for, like, you know, I don't know, maybe in others it wasn't first by Rus because Taka, she was already being naig isur Avodah Zarah. Maybe. Ulayef. Right? But, I mean, Chayr, even without this Bisgarab, Pasha, she's coming to be Megai, she already knew about Avodah Zarah, right? And that's it. It says by Arpa, she went back El Amav El Eliha. So it sounds like Fakert, she was already Ovid the Rebbe. Right. Okay, but we'll just finish the Rashi. It's 5 minutes fist. Oh, sorry. She said, your God's my God. There are four Mises Bezdin. So this is already what the Shulchan Aruch says. We tell them, ancient Shomitzes, right? The punishment. There are four Mises Bezdin, right? Oh, we all know from Yavamis, right? Bez and Bez, right? What are the four Mises Bezdin? Somebody, I don't call it.
Are you good,
Akiva? Good. What did you say, Akiva? Right. Okay, what's the order? Okay, we won't do that. So, Arba Mises Nimsa, Lebezdin, Basher Tamusi Amus. Wherever you die, I'll die, right? Now, this is a little, she's saying, what? I'm going to be Chayiv Misa. What she's saying, in other words, I'm going to be careful to not die with the Arba Mises Bezdin. Shnei kvarim nimtzu lebezdin, echel in eskalim in esachim, echel in erogim in echnachim. Now this is a funny one. This is very important to tell a ger. There are four mitzvahs, not only do they inform our lives, right, that we have to watch out for not to do the things that are chayv misa, but people who get misa are buried separately, right? The one is for neskalim and esachim, they're buried in one kever, and then Rogan and Achnakin are buried in a separate kever. Now, why is this din in us? We don't bury Rishayim Bechalal together with everybody else. So, therefore, the people got Misa are not buried in the middle of the Beis HaKvaris. But not only that, even within the people who are Chayav Misa, we split the more Chamer ones, Skila and Sreifa, and the more Kal ones, Herig and Chavi.
Is it a
It is.
Well,
the Gemara says after a year we dig them up. And then obviously the Chibah Dakever is also something. Okay, that's it. But why is it so important to tell a ger? And I could think maybe other things that I would think are so. I think the Fakir knows this is Eilam Hapa. In other words, the fact that there's an Einish in the Kever, right, and that the person is in the Kever is different. Tells you that there's something going on after life. It's not just death, right? So I saw the Malbim lists all the things that are nichlal really in this list, right? Chazal he says somebody has a list here. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, because he gives a list of all the ikre ados that are included in these things. I think that's the one he says there. Okay.
Hit it.